The government is forging ahead with legislation to restructure how oranga tamariki is monitored, despite overwhelming opposition that has seen a National MP storm out of Parliament. The Oranga Tamariki Oversight Bill gets rid of the Children's Commissioner, the top watchdog for young people, in favour of a new system that Labor says will be better, but National, ACT, the Greens, Te Pāti Māori, none of those parties like this, and neither do child advocates who argue that the legislation is rushed and that it's bad. Here's our political reporter, Annika Smith.
This is absolutely outrageous. Can't believe you're doing this.
A member will leave the House.
National's Louise Upston making clear what she thinks of the bill that's making its way through Parliament. Frustrated and out of time, she says the legislation is being pushed through when it's not up to scratch.
Of any organisation the government is responsible for, the oversight of Oranga Tamariki has to be the priority, and to do this in this manner is disgraceful.
The bill has been broadly pitched as creating extra safeguards for children living in state care, but removes the Children's Commissioner as the independent monitor of Oranga Tamariki. Instead, a watchdog role will sit within the Education Review Office, a government department, and the Ombudsman will have the power to investigate and make recommendations. The Green Party's Jan Logie says it's a bad move and goes against the Waitangi Tribunal's recommendations.
They absolutely said there needed to be an agency that was independent of the Crown and all of its departments. That was part of the Waitangi Tribunal ruling, and yet we get this.
The Minister for Social Development and Employment, Carmel Sepuloni, says she's heard the concerns raised, but Ms Logie questions whether she's listening.
I would like to know if any of those stakeholders said they were fine with the monitor staying as a departmental agency, because I have not spoken to one person who is advocating for change on this who has had that position.
The minister says she's met with a range of different groups, including Voice Whakarongo Mai, an advocacy group for children in care, and has taken on some of their suggested changes. But Voice says it's still far from happy, and any changes have so far been tokenistic. Ms Sepuloni won't consider slowing down.
No, I've been really clear that the BD report said that we needed to act with some urgency. I wanted to use the committee stages to be able to go through line by line with regards to what is actually in the bill, what it says, and to provide some assurance to the House and also to the general public, particularly the stakeholders that are interested in what's happening here, with regards to the protections that are in place.
The Beattie report, which identified how oversight of Oranga Tamariki could be improved, did conclude the time is right for change, but didn't give a time frame. Critics argue the government should wait until the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State Care reports back next year. Ex-Karen Chaw, who grew up in state care, says people are asking who the bill really protects.
There were so many submissions where young people and organisations were concerned that the bill was more about protecting the organisation itself rather than protecting our young people.
The Oranga Tamariki Oversight Bill is progressing with only Labor's support and will be read a third time later this year.
Annika Smith reporting there.